This was sent to Bud Guest October 13th, 1965, but he didn't use it. When he related the story about Louis and his girlfriend in the Model T Ford, which was low on gas, I was immediately reminded of the three high school boys and their experience on a deer hunting trip in the mountains in southwestern Oregon in September 1922. Now that I find there is some steam left in these Model T stories, I think you should have this one. These boys, 14 to 16 years old, decided to go deer hunting in a Model T. They drove to this spot in the mountains about 40 miles from Medford, Oregon. They hunted for about 2 days and didn't get a deer, but they did get low on gas, so low, in fact, that they couldn't get the old Lizzie up that steep mountain trail, crank first. I don't know how much gas they had, but we can safely assume that it was something less than a tankful. This trail from their campsite was not only steep, but it was winding along the side of the mountain. I didn't have to take their word for this, as I had been over this same trail about a month earlier with another fellow in his Dodge pickup truck. On our way up there, we met three forest rangers coming out after checking on a forest fire, and we inquired about the going ahead. They told us that the trail ended over the next mountain. They said that we would climb about 1,000 feet in the next mile, and that it was very rocky, and the other side was less rocky, but steeper, as we would go down about 1,000 feet in about a half mile. Before long, we realized their description was accurate, especially as we zoomed down the other side. I might mention that as we started down the other side, neither of us was driving. My partner was behind the steering wheel with a good grip on it, with one hand and the other on the emergency brake, and gravity was doing the driving. And I was enjoying the scenery as I looked out my side over the treetops at the mountains in the distance. I could almost touch those treetops, it seemed, but I was enjoying our ride much more than I would now, I am sure, because I learned to drive since that, and now realize how much our life depended on how my partner steered that truck around those curves. But that is another story. Now back to the boys as they tried to get their Model T up that same trail. When they found that Lizzie refused to go up forward, they turned around and backed up, but not quite that quick. I don't know whether they had been told this was the way to do it, or whether they were just using good horse sense on old Lizzie. At any rate, they proceeded to back up that mountain trail. Only one of these boys knew how to drive, however the others could push and blocked the wheels, and blocked the wheels they did many times before they reached the top, when the driver would get so nervous trying to back around those curves. I am almost sure that this Model T had no rear view mirror, or a mirror of any kind. Whether he turned his head and looked where he was supposed to go, or whether the others guided him, I am not sure. There was one thing in his favor, however. There was no danger of him backing into a ditch, but it was still important to keep the wheels in the tracks. But he did manage to back up a little at a time until he got so nervous that the others would block the wheels while he got out and walked around to calm down. They finally did back up that half mile or so, you might say inch by inch. And from there, it was downhill most of the way back to Medford. Oh yes, in case you are curious, there was an open space at the top of the mountain where they turned around and headed down Frank first.